The fans who attended a soccer game in Bahrain this month thought they had reason to be proud of their team's victory. Bahrain had beaten Togo 3-0. It was only later that it was discovered that the Togolese squad was a fraud. It wasn't the country's national team at all. What apparently happened was that two members of Togo's Football Federation faked the whole thing and sent a group of unknown players to the match. The two federation members have now been detained in Togo. Gabriel Marcotti is world soccer correspondent for the Times of London and also soccer columnist for the WallStreetJournal.com, WSJ.com. Gabriel, this is a bizarre story, and it all stems from a bizarre soccer match that happened in early September. Tell us what did happen.
Well, that's right. Bahrain, which is something of a force in soccer, they narrowly missed out on qualifying for the World Cup. They were looking to play a warm-up match ahead of a local competition called the Gulf Cup. They needed an opponent, and somehow they got in touch with what they thought was the Togo national team, and they agreed to play sort of an exhibition game offering prize money to Togo in Bahrain. And when the supposed Togo team showed up, Bahrain were kind of nonplussed because Togo is quite a good team, and those 11 guys out there were pretty bad. In fact, as one person put it, they looked like they'd rounded up some guys on the street and put them in Togo shirts.
Yeah, they were kind of falling all over each other. Was it that the wrong person picked up the phone and there was no association with the official Togolese national team at all? I mean, it was just this group of non-professionals who showed up?
Well, to this day, we really don't even know who these people were, who these masked boys. Well, they weren't masked, but you might as well say that. What happens in international soccer is you get what are called match agents who, they sort of arranged these exhibition games. They'll schedule them. And it seems that one particular match agent, who the Bahrain folks had used several times in the past, that he'd basically been duped. He thought he was organizing a trip for the Togo national team, but instead, the sort of 16 other guys showed up who nobody seemed to recognize. And once they stepped on the pitch, it became pretty clear that these guys were not professional footballers.
So have they figured out what the heck was going on?
Well, I mean, the logical conclusion that we've come up with so far seems to be that, when soccer teams travel, they're offered an appearance fee. The match agents who arrange the games would also have received a fee. And it appears that in this case, two gentlemen who have now been arrested in Togo, that they're the people who sort of fraudulently represented the Togo FA. And they're the ones who got the check from the folks in Bahrain. And I guess after paying out the 16 or so scrubs that they persuaded to fly out to Bahrain with them, basically went on the run. So it seems that this whole scam was done to cash in on some appearance money. And given the current standard of living in Togo, it probably wasn't a bad deal for those guys.
Kind of thing that the Togolese or African soccer fans eventually forget? Or is this a real black mark on the system?
It's a black mark, but to be fair, it's also a black mark on the Bahrain team. I mean, it seems extraordinary that you could pull something like this off. I don't think it reflects badly on African soccer as much as it does on the people who should have done the checking, because, when a bunch of people show up and you don't recognize any of them, it's a little bit like booking Lady Gaga to come play at your bar mitzvah, and then, she shows up and, it's a grandmother in her 60s with purple hair. It's just not quite the same thing.
Gabriel Marcotti, thank you.
My pleasure.
Gabriel Marcotti writes about world soccer for the Times of London.